come to a quiet place like this, looking for seclusion, and what do we run into? People. Other people here at the monastery. We also run into ourselves. You can sit under the trees with no other human beings around. And there can be quite a lot of chatter going on in your mind. So the Buddha pays careful attention to what he calls directed thought and evaluation. This is how you talk to yourself. Sometimes you break into speech based on your directed thought and evaluation. In fact, without directed thought and evaluation, there wouldn't be any speech at all. Our problem is that there's not much of a filter. We have to learn for our own sake and for the sake of the people around us that we've got to put a filter on our conversation. Part of this has to do simply with the amount. We don't have a vow of silence here because there's work to be done. There are things we have to talk about. But we can take that as an opportunity for right speech, speech that's true, speech that's not divisive, speech that's not harsh, and speech that is not idle chatter, just shooting the breeze for the sake of having something to say. You want to watch out for those kinds of conversation, both inside and out. Because it has an influence on your own mind and on the people around you. When you're passing judgment on something, it isn't a necessary part of evaluation to pass judgment, but the question is, using what standards and for what purpose? You have to remember that your primary purpose is to clean up your own mind and to watch out for any behavior that's not in line with the Dharma. As you're trying to keep yourself in line, you can't help noticing other people, whether their behavior is in line with the Dharma or not. But you have to ask yourself, is that your business? And John Lee makes it a principle that's, if you take other people's bad points and you spend your time thinking about them, you've stolen their bad points. You haven't asked them, do I have permission to think about your bad points? So he counts it as a kind of inner theft. Because, of course, when you start thinking about other people's bad points and just keep the focus out there of how bad that person is, you're bound to start breaking into speech. That's really not skillful. You have to remember, the purpose of judgment is to judge your own behavior. When the Buddha taught Rahula the basic principles of the practice, there's nothing about judging other people's behavior. It's judging your own intentions before you act on them, judging your actions while you're doing them, and then judging the results when they're done. If you're really paying attention to that, you don't have much time to be judging other people. So if you focus on yourself in this way and learn how to make your own inner judgments useful, then it's very unlikely that your conversation outside is going to be disturbing to the others around you. Because remember, everybody else is looking for seclusion too. And the way we talk to one another can have an impact that lasts for a long time. Years back, I was on a plane flying to Thailand. That was back in the days when there was one movie on the plane for everybody to watch. It was hard to avoid it because all the screens had the movie. You could turn your own personal screen off. But there were a lot of other screens that were not personal. And one movie in particular stuck with me for days afterwards. I'd be sitting and meditating, and images from the movie would come up. I kept wondering, what do people do who are watching movies every day? Isn't their mind a cacophony? Well, the same principle applies to your conversations, because the things you talk about to yourself and to other people that start reverberating around in the mind. And then you're sitting here trying to get the mind quiet. And particularly if there's been something really strong in terms of an opinion you've expressed or an opinion you've been chattering to yourself about, it's going to keep on echoing in the mind. What you've got to do is make your mind like the broken gong. You hit it, but it doesn't reverberate. In other words, thoughts can come through. But you have to learn how to filter the ones that you're going to focus on. Which ones are useful, which ones are not. And really be careful about this. Because that will then extend to your speech. Which kind of speech is useful and which kind of speech is not. The Buddha's own speech, as he said, was true, beneficial. And he knew the right time and place to say pleasant things and the right time and place to say unpleasant things. Because he was clear on the principle that saying unpleasant things is not harming anybody else. But you have to know the right time and place and the way to do it. You have to ask yourself, is this really for that person's benefit? Is it really for your benefit? And if it doesn't pass that test, it should not come out your mouth. And then you ask yourself, oh, there's speech that shouldn't be coming out of my mouth. Why bother thinking it? And this is a good way of getting a filter on your speech. Both for your own purpose, but for your own good, and for the good of the people around you. So you want to keep your speech dealing with things that really are your business. One of the first lessons I learned from Ajahn Phurong was just this. Have a clear sense of what is your business and what's not your business. Then you realize there are a lot of things in the world that you can know about and you could possibly comment about, but they're not really your business because you're not responsible for them. So you leave them alone. Because the things that are your business are a real handful already. The Buddha said that's a sign of a wise person to know which duties fall to you and which duties don't. And you focus on the duties that do fall to you. And the ones that don't fall to you, let them go. And the duties that do fall to you are what? Well, as we chanted just now, suffering is to be comprehended. Its cause is to be abandoned. Its cessation is to be realized. And the path to its cessation is to be developed. Again, that's a pretty demanding set of duties. And you're focused on that. You don't have much time for idle chatter. You don't have much time for negative judgments about other people. Because you realize you've got a lot of things you've got to judge inside. You've got to train the voice of your inner critic. So it's not passing final judgments that you're a lousy meditator. You may be a lousy meditator right now, but you have potential. Everybody has potential. And so you focus on figuring out how to cultivate the skillful potentials. You regard yourself as a work in progress and not as a finished product. And the role of judging finished products is whether you're going to buy them or not, or praise them or not. But here you are, you're not finished. You're a work in progress. And the whole point of judging a work in progress is to make it better and to notice if there's a mistake, how to improve on it. It's like a carpenter working on a table. He uses his plane to smooth the table out. And every now and then you notice, oh, there's a nick. The blade dug a little bit too deep. What do? Well, you don't throw the table away. And you don't give up carpentry. And just tell yourself, there are ways to hide the nick. and you work on those. So the table comes out looking good, regardless of the fact that there may have been some mistakes in the process, but you learn how to compensate for those mistakes. That's when judgment is good. Not only notices mistakes, but gives you some ideas about how to compensate for them. So as you can see, your inner voices have to be trained, your inner critic has to be trained. And it's got a lot of work to do inside. So there shouldn't be much time for judging outside. If you find yourself focusing outside, then it's a sign that you're abandoning some of your own duties, you're neglecting some of your duties. So try to have a clear sense of what is your business here. Maybe if each of us were looking after his or her own mind properly, there wouldn't be many issues. Aside from the issue of why there's a mouse in the wall. But those kind of things are minor. Those are things you can talk about and deal with them and put them down. It's when we start commenting on other people's behavior and deciding who should be here and should not be here. Those are the kinds of conversations that you carry around with you all the time. You don't put them down. They reverberate inside and get in the way of your own practice. So for your own good and the good of others, keep your focus on your own behavior. That's what you're responsible for. Realizing you have so much to look after in your own mind that you don't have time for idle chatter. Or even chatter about the Dharma. This is John Fuang and John Lee made the point that if your discussion of Dharma is not in line with the right time and the right place, then it counts as idle chatter. So be very careful. Focus on your duties. And you'll find that you have your hands full. But they're full of good work.